This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up. The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
This episode is brought to you by the Weather Channel. What does the Weather Channel app share in common with a personal trainer and a life coach? It's an ally on your quest to wellness. What you do with its insight is up to you. Like running an extra mile when air quality is good, or checking your allergy forecast so not even ragweed can disrupt your chi. It's more than a weather app. What in the weather are you waiting for? Be a force of nature with the Weather Channel app.
Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. And a lot of people have asked me, can the narcissist be manipulated? Absolutely, you can manipulate a narcissist. It's so easy to manipulate a narcissist because everything with the narcissist is about their fragile ego. So when you pet that narcissist's ego, they're going to give in a lot easier than if you give resistance to that narcissist. And you'll see that a lot with the manipulation with the flying monkeys. Flying monkeys will always, you know, if they're close to the narcissist, it's usually their family, usually their close friends. These flying monkeys are usually toxic people, and they will manipulate the narcissist against you. Why? Because the flying monkeys have it in for you. A lot of times they're covert narcissists. They're troublemakers. They want to cause trouble. Maybe they don't like the attention that the narcissist is giving you. Maybe they're just miserable and they don't want to see you happy with the narcissist. So what are they going to do? They're going to plant seeds and manipulate the narcissist against you. That's why I always say when you're dealing with a narcissist that is holding strong against you and, you know, they're not bending, there's two reasons why they could be doing that. One, because they just don't care because they have somebody else in the wings. Or two, because they have the flying monkeys, which are the enablers of the narcissist. They're the ones that are validating the narcissist. So they will manipulate the narcissist against you. And where do you see this? You see this a lot of times. Let's say you're married to a narcissist and the flying monkey could be your mother-in-law, your father-in-law, and they don't like you. So what are they going to do? They're going to plant seeds in the narcissist's head and say things like, I don't know how you put up with that. See, but what they do is, what the flying monkeys do is they try to do it from in an innocent kind of way. So they don't look like they're attacking you. You know, they're trying to look at it like they're doing it in the narcissist's best interest. But what they're doing is they're manipulating those narcissists against you. And this is how these outside influences, these flying monkeys, break up marriages, okay? Because when you're dealing with a narcissist, 9 times out of 10, they have a toxic family somewhere, okay? They became toxic usually from their childhood, all right? And also, you know, genetically, their predisposition to their temperament and their environment molded them into who they are. So even though you may be with a narcissist and they might have, you know, a toxic family, which are the flying monkeys, you have to understand it's not just you against the narcissist, it's you against the narcissist and them. So when you get in a relationship with a narcissist, it's never just about you and the narcissist. There's always an outside force involved because narcissists need that validation from other people. They don't work alone. okay? They don't work alone. They need validation. So they're going to go to their flying monkeys and they're going to talk about you. And those flying monkeys, if they don't like you, they are going to manipulate the narcissist. Now, I'm going to give you guys another scenario about how a narcissist could be manipulated. When you're dealing with a dangerous narcissist, let's say you're dealing with a malignant narcissist and you're afraid, okay? You're afraid. The last thing you want to do is take on a malignant narcissist toe to toe, because you could be putting your life in danger because they can get physical with it. And, you know, a lot of them could be violent. You know, they try to instill fear in you, threaten you. They get up in your face. You know, they could be very, very wicked and cruel. A malignant narcissist could be very wicked and cruel, and they can get physical. So in order to survive in a situation like that and manipulate the narcissist, you have to compromise yourself and pacify them, okay? What does that mean? That means that you basically have to shut your mouth and not, you know, argue with them, let things go. And, you know, in order to get out of a relationship like that, you have to leave in silence. Never, ever let a malignant narcissist know that you're leaving them, because that's when you're most in danger. And that's when you see these crime stories like on Dateline and 48 Hours. A lot of these people ended up getting murdered because they told the narcissist they were leaving them, and the narcissist, you know, went out of control. They went crazy because they were losing control. They no longer had control over you. And when you're dealing with malignant narcissists, they're extremely controlling. They want to control everything. So when somebody leaves a malignant narcissist, they are going to try to hurt you to the core. You know, a lot of people, they like to talk about covert narcissists, how they're dangerous. And believe me, they're dangerous in their own way. But with a malignant narcissist, they could be physically dangerous. And really, you have to be careful. Really, the covert malignant narcissist is probably one of the most dangerous narcissists out there. So you guys, these people, they can be manipulated by how you treat them. If you're a very combative person, the narcissist is going to go against you and not deal with you or walk out of a room. Sometimes when you're dealing with a narcissist and you want to manipulate them, what a lot of people do, and you see this too, like in the work environment, let's say your boss is a narcissist and you have, you know, the kiss-ass covert narcissist there. That kiss-ass covert narcissist is manipulating the boss. How are they doing it? By flattering the boss, telling the boss how great they are, how smart they are. And what is that going to do? That's going to make the narcissistic boss like that employee. That's going to make the narcissistic boss give that employee the promotion. Why? Because they kissed up to the narcissist. They manipulated the narcissist for something, for a promotion, advance, to get ahead in the company. That's why when you see in corporate America, a lot of the people that climb that corporate ladder were the ones that kiss-assed to the narcissistic bosses, okay? They flattered them. They flattered them. They did things. They went out of their way. Maybe they, on their way to work, they picked up the boss a cup of coffee and said, oh, I thought you'd like this. Or they pick up a box of cake or a box of donuts to, like, flat. What's the boss going to do? They're going to be flattered by it, right? And they're going to say, wow, that was so thoughtful. That's so nice. So when you're up against somebody like that and you're just a regular employee, that person is going to get the promotion because the boss, you know, likes their ego flattered. They need that ego flattery, okay? So narcissists, in order to manipulate them, all you have to do is flatter them. And you see this also in families. When there's families and you're talking about inheritances and money, and you have family members that are after that money. And I've seen it even in my own family with like aunts that I had that, you know, had money. And I saw like how my cousin manipulated my aunt and would go over there, had pet names, you know, kiss up to her, you know, and just flatter her and monopolize her. And what'd she do? She left everything to him. And everybody else got screwed out of their inheritance because he was the one kissing ass, and he was manipulating her, and she loved it. She loved being, you know, she loved the attention. See, if you want to manipulate a narcissist, all you got to do is give them plenty of attention, attention and flattery, and make them feel like they're wonderful. If you keep flattering that narcissist, oh my gosh, they're going, they may, you know, they'll do things for you sometimes when you're really, really telling them how wonderful they are, because it's all about that fragile ego, all about that fragile ego. And the ones that manipulate the narcissist, you know, that do all that kiss-assing kind of behavior is usually a covert narcissist, and the covert narcissist is usually after money, okay? They're after money. They know the narcissist is, you know, all about their ego, so they know to flatter them in order to get money. And you see this too a lot of times where, you know, a lot of scammers do this as well. They'll, you know, they'll flatter people that could even be narcissistic themselves, and they will flatter the narcissist to flatter their ego. Maybe they're dealing with somebody who's an older person, you know, who's very insecure, who could be narcissistic themselves, but has money. And the scammer is going to sit there and tell them how wonderful they are. And what do these people do? They give them handouts. They give them handouts because the scammer makes them feel good. It makes them feel good. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean, you know, everybody that gives out money is a narcissist. No, no, not necessarily. Okay. But a narcissist, if they are a narcissist, they can be manipulated just like everybody else. And you see this as well with sibling rivalry, okay? When you have two siblings and there's a competition going on, one sibling usually could be the narcissist, and they're the ones, they probably a covert narcissist, they're the ones that are going to manipulate the head narcissist, which is the narcissistic parent. They're going to manipulate them so that they become like the golden child. They will go along. They will emulate the narcissist. They will back the narcissist. They will validate the narcissist. When they know flat out that the narcissist is wrong, they will go against their sibling and they will manipulate the narcissist because they know that's where the bread is buttered. And again, it's about money. They're snakes as well. So like I said, it's usually the covert narcissist manipulating the narcissist for something. Okay. They want something out of that narcissist. They need that narcissist for something. And a lot of times it's for money, it's for praise, to help them out with something. And they know all they got to do with that narcissist, because the narcissist has a very fragile ego, is to flatter them. They kill them with flattery. Okay. And I actually dealt with this when I was in court as well. When I was going to court, my ex decided to bring a whole bunch of fruit to the doctor when we had a case with my son, you know, when he hurt his leg, all to win the doctor over and flatter the doctor so that he would testify in court, okay? They will do that also in court. They will try to flatter the judge, okay? When you have narcissistic judges or narcissistic lawyers, they can be, you know, manipulated as well. This is where you see the under the table deals going on. So what they're doing is they're manipulating the court system by giving them something else. Okay. They flatter them. They help them out. They donate political money to them. You know, a lot of these organizations that donate money, you know, they back these judges. And then what's that judge going to do? They're going to rule in their favor down the road. Okay. So yes, narcissistic people can be manipulated if you're doing something for them, either praising them or you're offering them something. If you're offering that narcissist something, it could be any kind of supply. If you're offering them sex, if you're offering them money, you can manipulate them with these things. Some narcissists can be manipulated with sex, okay? They're so eager for sex out of somebody, they can be manipulated by sex. They'll give them sex. You see this with, you know, with female covert narcissists manipulating another narcissist, where they, you know, they use sex to manipulate them for something, usually money, or help them out with a house or an apartment or something like that. They're manipulating the main narcissist by giving them a supply for something. So in order to manipulate the narcissist, you have to be giving them some kind of supply. So that supply could be flattery. It could be just kissing their ass. It can be, you know, being so accommodating and helpful and go out of your way for the narcissist. Now the narcissist will favor you over anybody else. Or you could be offering that narcissist sex, or you could be offering that narcissist money. You could be offering them something. But the narcissist, in order to be manipulated, you have to either be giving them something, you know, some supply, sex, money, place to live, or you have to be beefing up their fragile ego, okay? You'd be surprised when you're dealing with a narcissist, when you flatter them and you make them feel good and all of that, what they will do. They will, sometimes they'll do things for you because you're making them feel so good that they want it. They want to keep it coming. They want to keep it coming. Now, one thing that you got to understand is this, and I had somebody say, you know, the new supply was buying her narcissist so many things. Will his mask ever come off, or will it ever break down? You know, if you go and you do all these things for the narcissist, let's say you go out of your way, you buy them things, you do things for them. Yeah, the narcissist is going to want to be around you because you're doing things for them. But guess what? When you decide to stop doing something for them, now all of a sudden that wickedness is going to come out. So that new supply that she was talking about is going to have to constantly be doing these things for the narcissist, or the narcissist is going to, you know, they're going to get wicked with it because they feel entitled. So when you do something for a narcissist and then all of a sudden you stop doing it, that's when the narcissist is going to fight with you, because they're going to feel like, oh, what's your problem? Or what do you have, something else going on? Automatically, they figure you got something else going on with somebody else. That's why you stop the attention. That's why you stop giving. All right. They feel entitled to these things once you give it to them. Okay. So understand this. Narcissists most definitely can be manipulated. Narcissists can be manipulated, and they manipulate as well. And you see that, like I said, with the flying monkeys. Narcissists will manipulate the flying monkeys and tell them, you know, half a story of what happened with you. They don't tell them the whole truth a lot of the times. So they're manipulating the flying monkeys against you. But a lot of those flying monkeys, keep in mind, those flying monkeys know the narcissist a while, so they know what the narcissist is. So if they're plotting against you, or they're against you, they don't like you, okay? They know what the narcissist is. That's like the toxic flying monkeys, their family, right? We say that they are the enablers. They may know that the narcissist is cheating, but they cover for the narcissist. Why? Because blood is thicker than water. Even though they're toxic, even though they may fight, a narcissist will always stick with their family over you. They'll trust their family over you. They don't trust anybody. Some of them, they don't even trust their family, okay? They wouldn't even trust their family with money. Like, you know, they may give them money to hold, but then they'll be sure to get that money right away. They won't leave it there, okay? So what'll happen is, understand, when you're dealing with the flying monkeys, they're toxic as well, and a lot of times they're covert narcissists, and they're jealous of you, or they don't like the attention the narcissist is giving you. And what they'll do is they will, you know, again, manipulate the narcissist against you. They will start trouble. They will start bad-mouthing you behind your back to the narcissist. And that's why when the narcissist comes back after talking to the flying monkeys, you're saying to yourself, what the hell happened to them? They're looking to fight with me about everything. Why? Because they got pumped up by those flying monkeys talking shit about you behind your back, all right? They manipulated that narcissist against you. So the narcissist's loyalty, you guys, also is to the flying monkeys, because these are the people that validate the narcissist. And when you go against the narcissist, you're not validating them. So they're going to run to where they get validation, and that's the flying monkeys. And these people are going to, you know, back the narcissist. They're not going to look at the narcissist and say, oh, you're wrong, or, you know, give that person a chance, or you need to take it. No, because they had it in for you from the beginning. So you guys, whenever there's, let me just give you also a tip too. Wherever there's money involved, I don't care where it is, whether it's business, whether it's family, whether it's a partner, there will always be manipulation behind the scenes. And that's the flying monkeys that are all vying for that money, okay? So they will manipulate whoever has the money. And even though the person who has the money could be a narcissist, they will manipulate them by flattering their ego. So if you want to manipulate a narcissist, all you have to do is flatter their ego or offer them something that they need, okay? So I hope that helps you guys. If it does, please hit the subscribe button. Please share the podcast and have a great day. If you guys are having a problem in your dating or relationship, or you're dealing with somebody maybe that's narcissistic, you don't know if they're a narcissist, or you're just having problems, you're in a toxic relationship and you need some clarity on it, go to the link in the podcast description for my website where I offer email and phone coaching. If you have a quick question, just a quick question, and you want to get a video sent back to you answering your question, there's also a link there for Vizio where I will send you a personalized video answering your question. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and I want to tell you about my two books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just gonna waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description. Hi, you guys. I just want to let you know that The Game Exposed now has their merchandise available. Check out the link in the bio and you could go check it out. There's cool hoodies, cool sweatpants, cool hats. So go to the bio for the link. And also, don't forget to follow me on Facebook at The Game EXP 123 and also on Instagram, The Game EXP 123. Okay, and have a great day.